Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of a possible home invasion robbery in progress at a residence in the 1000 block of Holmes Flat Road Monday. When deputies arrived on scene, they interviewed a 57-year-old male victim and his 56-year-old wife. They told deputies that when the husband answered the door, a man pointed a short-barreled shotgun at his face and demanded the man step outside. Instead, the man backed slowly into the residence, while the wife and children fled the home through a back door. Once the husband reached the sliding doors, he too fled outside, leaving the suspect alone inside the house. Suspect then fled the scene, and he's described as an adult white male, about 5'9 to 5'10, 165 pounds, with short dark hair and wearing dark clothing. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Reporter Dan Squire updates you on the story we ran on Monday about a vehicle versus pedestrian accident. Here's Dan with more.
Eureka Police and City Ambulance responded to a report of a vehicle-pedestrian collision in the 2100 block of Broadway. Officers interviewed the driver of a pickup truck who was headed northbound, as well as witnesses who reported the female victim attempted to cross the roadway outside of a crosswalk at night in foggy conditions and was struck by the pickup. The victim suffered severe injuries and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital before being airlifted to UC Davis Medical Center. The investigation is ongoing, but it appears the driver was operating his vehicle safely.
Thank you, Dan. As you can hear, Monday was a busy day for law enforcement as Eureka Police arrested San Diego resident Michael Marino Monday night after he stole a car from a local dealership and then led police on a high-speed chase through the streets of Eureka onto Highway 101 southbound before finally being stopped and arrested. Witnesses report that Marino took a car from the dealership on a test drive, and while out with a sales representative, he asked to see the engine. While stopped, Marino then jumped into the vehicle and sped off in a 2007 Lexus. A patrol officer spotted Marino driving near Wabash, attempted an enforcement stop, but Marino fled, reaching speeds in excess of 80 miles per hour on Broadway before officers lost sight of the vehicle near Hookton Road. A sheriff's deputy then spotted Marino heading south on the 101 and was joined in the pursuit by a CHP officer, reaching speeds over 100 miles per hour. A spike strip was laid down near Kenmar. Marino was forced to stop near Chapman's Gem and Mineral Store. Marino was arrested, booked on several felony charges, and bail was set at $300,000. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 2700 block of Oak Street. The warrant was in response to numerous complaints about illegal activity, including a marijuana grow. A search of the premises turned up more than 36 pounds of processed weed and evidence of a recent harvest. They also found 12 firearms, 10 capacity magazines for both rifles and handguns, and body armor. Officers also found nearly $8,000 in cash, seized as suspected drug proceeds, and arrested two men, 24-year-old Jefferson McCam and 22-year-old Somcham Kusivong. Both men were arrested on numerous charges, including cultivation, possession, child endangerment, possession of assault weapons, and probation violations. Similar charges are expected to be filed against two adult females who were detained and then released at the scene to care for children. The investigation continues. Anyone with information is asked to contact the EPD. The county registrar says that a logic and accuracy test of county voting machines will take place next Wednesday, the 17th. The county election office tests ballots and voting machines ahead of each election to ensure that all ballot types are read correctly and that the voting machines are operating properly. You can view the tests at the election office on each street. With the KINS and 7 The News, I'm Anthony Mantova.